What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
What's going on, Ash?
Hey, Dev. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Awesome. That's
this is so funny. Like, we're at episode 5. Happened really quick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Fifth episode. Welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast.
Beep, 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 beep. You don't have to pay for that. See, that was a free.
I appreciate it.
That was for free. You're welcome.
You're so talented. Resourceful.
Yep. I got you.
Ah. A wonderful week again since we last met with you all. So thank you for joining us back.
Welcome back.
So much good news.
Ask me how I'm feeling.
Yeah, tell me, how are you feeling? let's check in really quick. How are you feeling?
Because
what'd you
I
do?
I thought of this before the show started.
Okay.
I can sum up how I'm feeling in one word. Fruity.
What?
First of all, I thought it was funny. Second of all, no, but honestly, it's summertime and it's an opportunity to really dive into it's fruity. We just had some watermelon. It was yummy.
Yeah.
And peaches are really good right now. My friend sent me a picture of her cherries the other day. Shout out, because they're so good. And so it's fruit season.
Okay.
It's time for the yummy stuff.
But the watermelon was super refreshing. But... yeah. Fruity was not what I was expecting, but also
yes. That's right.
Well,
okay.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm okay. So happy.
Thanks for asking me how I was doing.
Yeah, light and refreshing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's that time of
just
year.
Like that. Yeah, how you doing?
Thank you.
I thought I asked you.
Okay, so I'm polite. Hey, I'm good. I feel really good. I'm just trying to get back into the swing of getting back to the gym. And I love it, though. I just have given myself more than a week off, a week and a half off.
Yeah.
So other than that, just really looking forward to getting back into a routine. Mm-hmm. And I've been consumed with everything WNBA stuff.
Yes. There's so much happening. Again, it's week to week. I never know what to expect.
That's why we do this week to week.
That's why. Let's do it. Let's get into it.
Every day. Yeah, let's do it.
You have some good news and some bad news to tell me about?
I do.
Okay. Let's hear about it, Dev.
Bet. So I do have some good news and some bad news.
Okay.
I hate to call it that, but...
okay, well, what do you want to call it?
Let's just go into
the news?
The news! Let's go into the news, but I'm just going to give the...
what you got?
The good stuff first. Okay. All right, for the good news, Aaliyah Boston is the Rookie of the Month for June.
Yay! My girl.
Representing the South.
Hercules.
What?
I'm just so proud of her. You know I love me some Aaliyah Boston.
Yes. Yeah, so
congratulations.
A baby Tim Duncan.
Yes.
Also the South Carolina Connect, Dawn Staley.
Yeah, you know what's up. You know why I love Aaliyah. And she's just out here being herself.
Great news.
Being sis.
Excellent news, actually. All right. Coach LT and the Dallas Wings get a huge win over the Aces this week. The number one Aces. It was beautiful to see. But listen, did y'all see there was a clock malfunction and they had to rerun the play? Shout out to the Wings.
Yes, congratulations. And Coach LT again.
Yeah, she looked like she kind of teared up too.
I mean, rightfully so. This was a big win for her.
Huge.
Oh, I'm out of breath. I was over here really dancing hard. Excuse me, let me go back.
Okay.
I was just, it's a big win. It's a big win. First season, the Aces are a super team. I mean, they're saying it now in commentary. They're calling it the super teams.
Yeah, building a dynasty. And they have given the Aces incredible. Their second loss this season. So
congrats, Dallas.
Heck yeah. All right, and other good news. Alicia Gray had 21 points and 5 rebounds in her last game, and the Olympian is doing Olympian things out here. The Dream beat the Sky with Alicia Gray's just crazy effort that game. So shout out to her. She's going to the All-Star for the first time in her career.
Love it.
So it's just really good to see like players that have been digging hard for like years and years and kind of like, oh yeah, they're great, but just don't get the nod to go. But clearly she is important to it because she's going to the Olympics, won the gold medal in the 3x3. So yes to Alicia Gray.
And shout out to her goggle game.
She's made goggles cool.
Yes. So I shout out to her. Like
her and Diamond DeShields, the whole face. Wow.
Yes.
What about Diamond DeShields, Ash?
Diamond DeShields goggles are nice as well.
You just want to leave it there? Leave it there?
Yeah, that's it. I was just talking about goggles and the goggles.
In other news. Sabrina Ionescu hits 500 career assists.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's hit 500 in her young career.
She's on 2K24, so she's on there. Just like Rebecca Lobo said, this is really great that women are being represented, like women's basketball. So shout out to her. And Kobe is the NBA representation for 2K24. So
I wish I played games like I used to. I don't have the time, but if I did, if I did have time, I would absolutely play.
Right.
I love sports games.
I know somebody will. So,
but
y'all have a good time. Let us know how it is. I'll be gardening. I don't have time to play video games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, and that kind of is my good news list. So the bad news.
Okay.
The doom. The gloom. First of all, let me go ahead and just start with this.
Okay.
Now I want to ask like the audience this question,
okay,
Ashley. The WNBA league pass is just terrible.
I knew where you were going.
It is so bad. It's great to watch it from your phone or from your device that you log into, but clearly if you can cast it to your TV to enjoy with other people, like you're gonna do that, like just at home, period. You're gonna like cast it to your TV. So all of a sudden I noticed this week that the cast button is back on the app, which was not there.
Wait, like at the top right corner, like on Netflix, if I want to cast it?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes, that box. So it suddenly is back, which is great, but gave me all kinds of trouble this week. Not only that, casting through AirPlay to the TV is so challenging, so annoying. The whole thing flicks off. My phone, I can't touch it at a certain point. Like it's terrible. So the bad news is that the app is still bad.
So sorry. And I'm sorry for me because then we're all frustrated because where's the game at?
So that's the update about that app. The app's trash. The second thing is the in the bad news column that I took notes this week is Kayla Thornton, the New York Forward, got ejected for two technical fouls due to reckless closeouts. Ashley, what's your version of what like a reckless closeout?
This is just like from my brain. And also to be honest, I think it's a newer call. So we're all trying to figure out what it is because when I'm watching the game, I'm like, what is it? But what it seems like is if an offensive player is shooting and the defensive player steps into their space or their bubble. So like when they land, they're in their space to land. So they don't give them enough space to be able to land safely. So that seems to be what a reckless closeout. So the two instances in the game against Phoenix, DT was shooting and then she must have stepped in her space because when DT came down, she fell or like it looked like she may have twisted her ankle. Yeah. So it was like an unsafe landing. So I guess that's what it is.
Yeah. You know, you land on someone's foot, you know, as you're coming down as a shooter. So
I think she was ejected in the second half. It reminds me of my coach telling us to like take choppy steps to close out on somebody. So watch out for that, girls. Like if y'all are listening, take them short steps, you know, so you don't get that reckless closeout.
And lastly, I'm kind of like worried. Jewel Lloyd just turned her ankle in the fourth quarter of Saturday's game against the New York Liberty. So hopefully she is able to rehab and fully recover because Seattle absolutely needs Jewel's touch.
A little bit of good news though.
What up?
Gabby Williams is back.
Woo!
She has re-signed with Seattle, so that's exciting. Yeah. She's not playing yet, though, which is like a whole other conversation we can have on another day. So hopefully Jewel will be all good and her and Gabby can really play off each other. Coach Noelle Quinn said that she's excited for Gabby Williams to be back and give Jordan Horston that like next level WNBA like leadership skill. So I'm excited to see it all come together. So, and you had Seattle on the outs.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I manifested Gabby Williams actually coming back, but honestly, the reasons why she's back is due to injury because she was playing in France and she was released from the team because she was concussed and still is apparently, but that's still a story developing. We don't know.
Right.
But she is signed to the Storm. Good for them.
More on that.
Good.
Yeah.
More on that.
That's it for me for the news that I have in the W this week, and we'll pop on over to talk about
the merch. The merch. It's time to talk about the merch.
All right, Ash, we're back.
Were you counting down?
I mean, let me tell you, as simple as this operation is, I absolutely was counting down.
Sorry.
So. Have to keep us on track, Ashley.
That cracked me up. I said, what is she doing with those hands? Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay.
Anyway.
You know what's not funny?
What?
Is that Phoenix lost twice this week. Well,
let's talk about this. Hold on, scratch the tape. Let me just reiterate for those that might be listening to us for the first time.
Oh my
God. We are Phoenix Mercury fans.
Yes.
Now we ride, but right now we dying. And when they're winning, we're rooting. When they're losing, we're booing. But we're going to come right back and root for them again.
Still going to wear my jersey.
All of that.
Still going to wear the socks.
So
this
next segment, I wanted to preface and give a disclaimer for what's to come.
Okay.
So if you don't want to hear our criticism.
You should do a better job. I just hop right in.
Skip it. Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
So Ashley, what's going on with the Mercury?
Their first loss. Let's talk about their first loss on Wednesday against New York.
Okay.
So they only lost by 4. So that is probably the closest.
They looked energized that game. Yeah. I felt like Diana especially was like, she was energetic.
Yes.
She was going after loose balls at times. A whole different type of energy from Diana that we've seen.
Yeah, so DT was actually playing that game. I feel like she was really contributing in lots of different ways. She did sit on the bench a lot. Like, she did a little bit of both. And I'm sure she's like on to that 10K run that she's looking to have the highest score. So
I think she could hit it this season.
Really?
I think so.
I guess we'll see.
She's got like maybe what, 12 or 13 games left plus playoffs, but they're not gonna make it there.
I mean, you said they're not gonna make it there?
Not to number. I don't think they're gonna they're gonna win enough to get to number 8.
I mean, we are already halfway through the season.
Now, Mariah Jefferson.
Yes, that was next on my list. So don't take my notes. Have you been looking at my notes?
No, I don't cheat.
So anyway, no, Mariah Jefferson was hooping. Honestly, defensively, offensively, she was everywhere. Stealing the ball. She took the ball right out of Sloot's hands. So she was hooping. That's one of the things I was really looking forward to when she first came to Phoenix. I was really concerned because I wasn't seeing the spark that I've seen in her before.
She's a definite bright spot. Sitting on the reserve seemed like when Nygaard was there and she wasn't really getting a lot of playing time. Mm-hmm. Right now, she is the point guard that they need. She is super lightning fast. She can keep up with Arike. She can keep up with Kelsey Plum. Mm-hmm. So she's good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been doing great. And then in the second loss, though, Onyenwede had 24 points. So I was a little bit shocked by that because I haven't really seen her like. So
she's been like a mild sauce, you know, like you could still taste a zing, not too much, but definitely there, not overwhelming. But this game.
Yeah.
I mean, the Southwestern kick.
Okay. Sure.
That the Mercury needed.
There you go. And they only lost by 9. And they only lost by 9 because she hit a shot right at the buzzer. So she has really, so she's stepping it up. So I'm hoping to see her and Mariah Jefferson really like I don't know, take some, like, I don't know. I would like to see them kind of become a dynamic duo. The biggest note I've taken this week is that I feel like we're lacking some floor leadership. I don't think we have it. I don't see anybody really owning that. I see BG very frustrated when she's on the bench, on the court, but I don't really see any floor leadership, so.
Because you're right, like, I look at the games, there doesn't seem like there's a planned play. And maybe I'm playing in like a prehistoric game of basketball in my mind, but if you look at other offenses, yeah, they seem to have some bit of rhythm. There is a player cutting back and forth. Mm-hmm. But I mean, to your credit, in the last game we saw, DT did come out with bursts of energy, making steals, making some passes, but their turnovers, yes, are just the play, yeah, from game to game to game. And with the type of numbers that they're putting in that category, it just doesn't seem like there's much hope. So
the fact that that's the only stat I feel like commentators comment on about the Mercury right now is their record amount of turnovers, again, proves to me that I don't feel like we have a plan. And maybe Nikki and team are trying to figure out how to, like, you know, what's the sauce here? Is, yeah, it a mild sauce?
I mean, there's a lot of mixed flavors over there, yeah, and it's just, sure, a lot of change happening, yeah, right in the middle of the season. So it is, yeah, hard of us to scrutinize them from a very high level, but this is just so different. No, I mean, them. Well, the perspective is what it is that,
yeah,
our team historically has been built on championships or in the high rank, especially by All-Star right now. It's just discombobulation, it's, yes, dysfunction.
Yeah.
And it's evident on the floor. We'll, so everybody's doing their best.
Last thing I have to say, Dove.
Yeah, come with it.
I make myself giggle. Charlie Turner Thorne is on the bench. So she's the former winningest ASU women's basketball coach. And I was very excited to see her join the staff. So, and I wasn't sure, because, you know, rumors are rumors.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like receipts.
It's official.
Anyway, I just want to say, sis is ready for business.
Speaks volumes.
Even though she's been retired, she came back. Overall, really happy to see her on the bench. Looking forward to what she can offer and what she's going to be bringing to the team. So it is true.
Yep. So, I mean, Shea Petty, that's, looks it, like she's back. Shook Sutton still coming with the action. So I think they'll get wins, but realistically, the goal is to put another banner on the wall.
Right.
You know, to for the organization,
that ain't
for the
happening
league.
This season, and, baby.
Right. So we'll see what happens with the Mercury. All-Star is coming this weekend.
Yes! I'm so excited.
Is anybody on the All-Star that you think should be there that's not?
Anybody on the list that I think belongs on there? Ooh, people keep talking about Ryan Howard salty about it.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Ryan Howard, I think, is one that should be. Now, I'm not saying who I'd trade them for. I haven't gotten down to that debate. But anyway, with the rosters, Asia Wilson and Brianna Stewart have picked their rosters.
Yep, so they sure did. Saw that. We sure did. Thanks to the app.
Yeah.
So, oh, no, it wasn't.
Was not. No. So we saw them pick their rosters live, and that's gonna be fun. So you can actually, like, just kind of go out there and look yourselves. But look, Asia Wilson basically picked two or three of her own teammates.
No, her whole team.
All her teammates. Yeah, all her teammates, yeah, on there. Stewie obviously picked Jewel Lloyd. Yeah. And
all her teammates. Current and former.
Yep.
So
it's gonna be just fun.
It is.
Hopefully we get
forward to it. Yeah.
Hopefully we get a game. We get some, like, wheeling and dealing. We get to see some no-look passes.
Maybe hopefully Elena Deladon plays.
Yeah, we need a dunk in there, maybe.
Yeah. By who?
Somebody
who
can dunk.
Maybe BG?
BG
might get it. I don't know.
BG could still get off the ground a little bit.
Who else? I don't know.
Yeah, they'll give her room to dunk.
Anybody you think's missing from the list?
I was just going to go with Ryan Howard, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to go with Ryan Howard. I mean, we can go back and forth about Candace Parker. We've done that.
Yeah, we already did.
I don't know if there's any other players that stand out that just should have made it and didn't.
Mm-mm.
So,
I'm okay.
Yeah. So the All-Star game is coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, the 15th. Yep. July 15th. Don't miss it.
It's going to be a star-studded event. So
yes,
I'm
looking forward to seeing
it.
CBS.
Yeah, it's on ESPN.
Oh, God. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to be pulled up with my snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And ready to relax and watch what's going down. So all the outfits, the pregame,
you know, that
I'll be pregaming.
I'm at the, what is everybody wearing? What are you showing up in? Who's going to be there? It's in Vegas. Is Usher going? Right. Like, I want to know.
Right. So we'll see. Anyway, it's lots to see.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And it's coming up in a week.
But
till then, that puts us right at the last segment of our episode.
Yay!
Where we take
everyone's
you,
favorite. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Where we take you live and direct to our living room, where we watch the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter!
Like the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. And this week's game, we are watching, the Phoenix Mercury and the New York Liberty. It was a great game. We're gonna take you live. Let's go. Team on three. One, two, three. Team! Phoenix 81. New York Liberty 87.
A strong 81. A strong 81. I'm going to go ahead and go for Phoenix right now.
Okay. So I'm surprised that this game is actually as close as it is.
Absolutely. I'm blown away.
Sue Bird's there.
Yes, she
chilling.
Okay. First of all, she had two different drinks during the game. First half it was purple, and this half it's like a green, yellow. So she's having a good time.
Wow, 33 points, Breonna Stewart. Mm-hmm. Goodness.
BG! Let's go!
All about business, baby.
Yes, 83-87. Look at that good, strong post move. Woo! Yes, BG. Make her work.
Woo! Oh, BG said no, no!
Luke tried to cut. BG said, absolutely not today. Okay, dribbling.
Knocks it aside.
Oh! Ooh!
Nice.
Yes!
Nice.
Let's go!
38 points in the paint, Mercury.
I love to see it.
The Liberty has had 26 in the paint. Oh!
Nope.
Mariah Jefferson has had
Let's take the lead.
Mariah's been balling, yo. Balling.
Oh my gosh. Girl, what kind of decision? 2 seconds.
Oh my goodness. BG can hit that three, though.
I mean, but not in that.
Not in. Yeah, I mean.
Not all twisted and turned around like that.
Not even square.
Not even set up. Oh, Stewie. Again.
Stewie is like. No. Lies.
Do ya?
Yeah. Who's that coach right there? Nicely dressed.
Mm-hmm. Suited and booted.
Mm-hmm. I need the whole thing.
I'm telling you, remember we talked about dynamic duos, and Ionescu and Stewie are playing really well off of each other.
I like that.
This one-handed pass, and then she just hit a three. Phoenix had to call a timeout. Nikki Blue hustled over there to get that time out.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I wonder what's going on with Stephanie Dolson. Although I like her shorts situation today. Yeah, that's a cute little sitch. She got her arms out for the summer. Oh!
She's ready for what's next after the game. She's ready to get a little light bite. Hit a happy hour.
Ooh. The little New York mascot, did it have like a weave ponytail that was swinging around?
Did it?
That's what had me tickled.
It wasn't the trunk.
No, it was a cute little. I said, is that a little weave?
Oh,
a new fresh braid for the
Nyjah.
Summer.
Come on, Liberty's gonna win this. One. Let's go.
No, Jonquel.
Oh,
absolutely not.
In and out.
Oh, now DT been playing today. She oh in rhythm.
Phoenix 86, New York 90.
Come on, y'all.
3 minutes, 33 seconds left
y'all
to the hole.
The lane open for Lady. But they lost the ball. Oh. Come on, Sophie.
And one. Count it. Let's go, Soph.
Yeah, so. Yes. Okay, we're within one. Girl, let me take a sip.
Yeah, Sophie said check that.
Uh-huh. Yep, put it in there.
Count that. Boom.
Free throw, baby. Yes! We are
tie game.
Ah!
Let's go.
Oh my God. I can't even believe we're here. Oh my God. We can Mariah. Take the lead. Come on, Mo.
Ryan's got the ball. Mo, Jeff.
My chest, my heart is like, ooh.
Oh. She really could have had her off the pump fake into the hole. She could. It's all right.
They don't be thinking about that pump fake. Ooh, Slew. What are you going to do? A lot of pivoting. A lot of pivoting.
Wait a minute.
No, she got, who fouled her?
Was this a reckless closeout too?
Well, Thornton's gone, so.
Ejected.
Two, she had two reckless closeouts on Diana. And she was ejected from the game, I think third quarter, so. blocks are funny. Ooh, and then boom, Mariah took it and said, absolutely not.
They counted it a block. It was so good a steal.
I mean, it was still really good.
I do like the sea foam. I like the sea foam green, New York.
Good.
I'd wear it too.
I know you would. Yeah. Okay, what do you think? There's 2:30 left. We're tied at 90. How you feeling?
With the way the Stewie's playing, I'm still going to go for New York. And they're on home court too.
I can't believe you just said you're going to go for New York. But that's fine.
Oh.
It's okay. It's okay.
Let's see if I can get a win today. You are 4-0
I'm 4-0.
Fourth. I'm 0-4.
You might have
to say, where's the foul?
TT's got the ball.
Nice.
Yes, good. Ooh. Yes. Nice, BG. Tied again. Look at Diana playing defense. Oh, and got a rebound. Come on, DT. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got the lane, girl. What?
In there on you at it.
Woo! Ooh, our first lead of the game, right? I think
94-92. 1:33 left.
Girl, please don't set a moving screen.
Come on, Sophie. Come around the corner. Here she go. She got,
no!
She has,
oh! She went right to Sloot. Oh! Girl, what?
Bucket.
Back with the lead. Damn.
96-94. 1 minute and 19 seconds left.
Nikki,
time out.
Let's talk this over.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh. I just can't believe she threw the ball. See, again, these like unnecessary turnovers, things like that. Like, why would you pass one-handed in this tight of a game when, I mean, we need you to be like really smart and precise, like right now. We got 2 minutes left against New York. You can't make mistakes like that.
It's gotta be a short pass.
Yes.
Wow.
What? Woo! What?
I didn't see it. I didn't see
but
from
again,
where we.
Another like unnecessary turnover. Okay, Lord, she just got to make two free throws. Oof. She got to make two free throws.
It's a hard couple of free throws.
Girl, she missed it. What? We are down by two. She just needed to make
33 seconds left. 96-95. Phoenix is down one.
Stay out the lane.
There we go.
Girl.
Oh, damn.
Stewie put him up by three. 95-98. 18 seconds. Stewie's playing like. She's playing a little too good now. Just go down. BG, if she would have timed it, I think she could have tipped it off.
Yeah, and
she
would have
timed it better.
Yeah.
And jumped straight up. Right there.
Yeah. She looked like she was trying to give space to not foul, maybe. But, or she thought she was going to come in more.
Probably.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
All right, so do they take a three here, or they go ahead and just make it a two possession?
I mean, we only have 18 seconds left, so
a lot of time.
Like, that's true, but I feel like at this point against this team, you have to try to get you have to try to tie
Chuck
the game.
Wagon, got it.
Mm-hmm. You can't be guaranteed any fouls, so. And Diana's been hitting pretty well tonight, so maybe if we can get her the ball in rhythm.
Sure.
Since we have the ball on our end. Shay, DT, BG, Sophie is an option.
BG.
She's gonna stop with that one-handed pass.
Oh, Shay Petty's in.
Yeah.
What? What? That was the choice. Six.
That was the choice.
Wow. Even if they made it, what difference would it make? All that time off the clock.
Is this what Nikki drew up? Just zigzags all over the board. Damn. Just people running around.
Damn. Right there.
Oh. God. Look, she just.
It wouldn't have made a difference unless they got fouled. Unless Petty got fouled.
Girl, this is not. Oh, there's Charlie. Charlie's on the bench.
That's it.
Girl, best of luck. Yeah, shoot it. Okay. We were so close.
Well, I finally got one.
Well, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. So you are
congratulations.
What? 4-1. I'm 1-5. Or 1-4.
Am I 3-1?
No, you've won the last
four.
Not
math well. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm 4-1. Thank you.
This is my first one.
Congratulations, honey.
Thank you. New York Liberty win 99
yeah.
to 95.
But Phoenix almost won.
What is almost?
Because we had 95, but...
It was a very entertaining game.
Yeah, it was good.
What a game. Ash.
Correction, I guess DT and BG contributed. They both were the next two highest scorers after Onyenwede. So
yeah. So that's the energy right there.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Diana can still contribute without having to like score all the points.
Right.
She can orchestrate them.
Yes.
So ooh. She still put good effort, although they did not win. Mm. New York won 99 to 95.
How about Stewie though?
Yeah, Brianna Stewart. 43 points. So
she's had 2 40-point games already this season.
So this is the type of time.
Ballin'.
So listen, if you're not listening, if you're not looking at the WNBA, people
have
been sleeping on the W for years now.
What else are you doing?
So if you're not hip to the shit, sorry, if you're not hip to it already, like here you go.
Get hip to it.
Get in, lock in. This is the All-Star.
The girls
we forgive
are
you
out here.
If you've missed the first half
edges,
of the season.
Lashes.
We forgive you.
Crop tops.
But go ahead.
They're out here.
Yeah, go ahead and check in for the last part of this season. And you're going to catch some of the best basketball you ever seen in your life. So yep. That's that.
Facts.
And on a more somber note, we want to say rest in peace to the legend, Nikki McCray Pinson. Nikki McCray was one of the players, a part of the 96 national basketball team, which was for me, my first time seeing professional women's basketball happening right before my eyes as a kid. So
yeah.
Fell in love from that point, but rest in peace.
Yeah. A lot of us loved her. A lot of us grew up with her. She got to coach alongside the great Dawn Staley at South Carolina, went on to head coach at some other universities, and just a great person overall. It's been beautiful to hear everyone share all the memories about her and how legendary she is.
Yeah.
So wonderful to hear about how she's impacted people, and just thoughts and prayers out there to her friends and family.
Yep. And with that said, that puts us
end of the show.
We're That's at it. The end of it.
We did it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is our 5th one.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Dev. Yeah. Thank Good you, Ash.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Have fun today.
Me too.
Have fun on this episode. And guys, thank you so much for joining us, coming to listen to our episode. We ask that if you like this episode, take a moment.
Yeah,
pass it on to somebody, share it, go ahead and copy the link and text it to somebody that you think
overhead
might enjoy
pass.
It.
Okay.
An overhead pass. I love it.
A bounce pass.
Bounce pass it right
behind
on over.
The back. Oh, I'm sorry. That's enough passing. But I mean, also pass it 3 times.
Pass it 3 times to somebody you think that might enjoy listen to us rant about WNBA basketball. So if you're listening to us on Spotify, take our survey. We want to see what you
think. Fun polls.
We got some polls.
We want to know your thoughts on stuff.
We want to know your thoughts on stuff. Rate the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and tell somebody. You can find us on socials. And Ash, tell them, where can we be found on the social?
At the Pump Fake Pod.
Yep, on Instagram. And we appreciate it, y'all. That's it.
Shout out to our friends and family. We love y'all.
See y'all at All Star.
Bye.
Peace.